This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's high noon. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. This place just exploded. Limits once again defending Key Brian Hayes. Me saying that if you can get a team to take Hayes, I would literally take nothing back. I would be so happy. But also it evolved or perhaps devolved into, would you trade Keller, Hayes, and IKF to the Yankees for Spencer Jones, who Limits is not high on? Some people are, because he's a fast-rising prospect, too, even at 24. He went to AAA this year and is killing it. So let me read you a little something, Limits, and I read this in good faith.
Please. Could I read you a text first?
No. Yes, please.
Limits, I want to like you. I know you're a good guy. But man, your takes sometimes are delusional and drive me crazy. You were commenting one time about how Lawrence Taylor would have reacted to something like you knew him personally or ever seen him play one down of football when someone you had on was specifically talking about him. Like, stick to what you know, like wiffle ball or Pokemon. Pokemon? Maybe 10-year-old Austin knew Pokemon, but 24-year-old Austin has no idea.
Somebody also said I was an idiot, but then right after that, they said you were an idiot, right?
Yes. One texter says that the YouTube comments are on my side, which they did, which is true. Texter says, Joe, you're nuts. Texter a minute later says, you're an idiot, Limits.
Well, to the YouTube commenters, what do you want the Pirates to do? I'm very curious here. Are you also suffering from Chris Archer derangement syndrome, where because a previous regime made a big trade, you know, using, they used a prospect there with Bubba, with two of them, right? With Glasnow and Austin Meadows.
Yeah.
Three of them and Shane Boss to go get Archer. They're afraid to include Bubba Chandler in a trade. I know a lot of people are afraid to do that. But in relation to this deal, like, why wouldn't you take a chance on this kid? Let me read you a little something about Spencer Jones. You ready, Limits?
Yeah, let me hear it.
Yankees top prospect, that's what they call him on this one. Spencer Jones is on an absolute tear and has gotten even better since being bumped to AAA. Initially, some fans thought he was called up as a promotion. It was the Yankees kind of posturing for the trade deadline. This is on yanksgoyard.com. I know you have that one in your files.
I have it bookmarked,
yes. But Jones is tearing it up. Who is even available that would make the Yankees feel comfortable trading a guy who in the minors this year is hitting .296 with 23 home runs, 47 RBIs, 16 stolen bases? Did I mention he's 6'7", and 1,038 OPS? His OPS is 1,200 at AAA, and he has 7 home runs and 58 at-bats there. And do you know who the Yankees reportedly shut down trade talks for this guy for in 24?
Tell me.
Corbin Burns, you know him? He won the Cy Young in 21.
Yep, pretty
Yankees
good.
Yankees said no to that. So before all the YouTubers crush me for this, and this is just one example of a guy, by the way, I would be all over this. And did I mention that Keller hasn't gone into his late summer swoon yet, which is usually August and September? I like Mitch Keller. I do. He's a good pitcher. He's an above average pitcher. But this would basically be Keller straight up for this kid who's he's not a single A lottery ticket. He's a triple A, still a lottery ticket, but triple A, meaning he has a very, very high ceiling.
Then why isn't he ranked highly on the top 100 prospect
list of
anybody?
I don't care.
If he's this highly regarded.
Who cares?
Because the Yankee system sucks. That's why he's their number two prospect. Their system
number
is
one,
not
according
good.
To this. He's number... Who cares?
He's number one in a bad system.
So what?
It's like O'Neal Cruz being the best hitter on a bad offense. Like, how good do we really think Spencer Jones is?
A lot of people think he's good, including the Yankees. They could have had Corbin Burns in a deal for him, according to this story.
The Yankees have also been kind of hesitant to trade top prospects, too, which is kind of surprising for them, considering they can acquire anybody. Then why not trade Jason Dominguez? He was a top prospect last year in the outfield that plays for them a little bit, but still doesn't see, you know, he's not one of their main guys.
I don't care about Jason Dominguez. So let's take a like prospect. Where's
Jason
the line
Dominguez
for you?
Is a like prospect.
Where's the line for you to get rid of your favorite guy, keep Ryan Hayes? A top 10 prospect?
A top 10 prospect, really?
With Mitch Keller and... this kid,
I'm just saying, What
you're failing to understand is that this kid has suddenly taken off here. Like, he's only got how many at bats at AAA? Like 70, 60 at bats? He killed AA this year, was immediately recalled. Like, some people just suddenly get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, Jack Sawinski also tore up the minors for a large period of time. Henry Davis.
Okay.
I mean, this guy hasn't even debuted in the majors yet. Why not for Jason Dominguez, who's a 22-year-old that came up a couple of years ago for them? He's played 80 games, 8 homers, 34 RBIs. Give him a greater sample size in Pittsburgh. Let him be the featured guy.
How do you know they would trade him?
How do you know they would trade Spencer Jones, considering the fact that you said that they wouldn't trade him for Corbin Burns?
I don't.
Corbin Burns
is better
than Mitch Keller.
I don't know that they would. That's what this whole story is about that I'm reading, saying the guy has taken off to the point where the Yankees may want to keep him. And then it would take something to absolutely blow them away. Call me crazy, but I don't think Key Brian Hayes is the kind of deal they're looking for. Although they may want, because they have hitters. On a team like that, he would probably fit right in. And then watch him go somewhere and hit, right?
I feel like you could get something more than just a throw-in for IKF, too. Like, sure, he's a utility guy, but he's a decent player. I'm not saying you're going to get a top 10 prospect for IKF.
Limits. This merry-go-round never ends. They keep trading guys like this, and they get back the guy like they got the other day. Who was he? Matt DeLumbo? What's his name?
DeLumbo? What was his name?
I don't care what his name
Devaney
was. Cam Devaney. I don't even want to talk trade deadline unless we're talking about some sort of blockbuster trade for a kid who has a profile like this. You want a higher prospect? Great. So do I. Then make that deal.
Corbin Burns also had 1 year left on his contract, and Mitch Keller has 3 years left of team control. If you're going to trade 3 years...
You think the Yankees care about team control?
I'm sure. Yeah, everybody cares about team control.
No, they don't care about team control.
Everybody cares about team control.
They wouldn't trade this kid for Corbin Burns, but I've moved on here, Limits.
Nobody cares about team control?
You think the Yankees care about team control?
Yes. I think every organization,
and
if you can keep a good
they care about financial flexibility? What is Neil Huntington on their payroll
now? If you can
now?
Keep a good
they
player.
They want to play meaningful games in September every year?
At a meaningful salary, at a decent rate, which $15 million is for Mitch Keller, I'm sure they do
the
care
Yankees,
about years
The Yankees, Dodgers,
of
teams like that trade anybody at any time to get the guy they want. They don't care. But that's beside the point.
I respectfully disagree. We never got past Key Brian Hayes. There's a whole list from Noah that we never got to. There's like another five guys.
I am so sick of all the trades the Pirates make. It's time to make a gigantic deal. And forget about this kid. I don't care about him. I mean, I do. But a like prospect. A higher rated prospect. I'm with you.
Yeah, it's got to be better than that.
How do you know? How do you know the way you say that? It's got to be better than this guy. You know more than Jim Bowden?
Of course I don't, Joe, but I'm looking at the prospect rankings list because we're no expert on prospects.
You're acting like you've seen the kid play.
No, but I would want, at least in regard,
okay, then how do you get a top 10
prospect?
Tell me how you get a top 10 prospect out of in the whole, in all the minors? How would you get one? Who are you offering?
I would trade Keller for a top prospect in someone's organization that is at least a top 50 prospect in the minor leagues.
Top 50. I asked you, how you get a top 10 prospect? How are you getting one?
A top 10 prospect in all of baseball?
Yes.
When did I say top 10 prospect in
all
of baseball?
You just did. I said, what would you want for a top 10? I'm asking you that question.
I want somebody in the top 100, at least, is what I should clarify.
This kid's 84 on other. It doesn't matter. You're not paying attention to the fact that in the last month, he's taken off like a rocket ship. Forget about him.
He's had one
Forget
hot
about
month.
Him.
Tommy Pham's been hot for a month.
Okay, Tommy Pham.
But again, Joe, we're banking on 1 month of really good baseball that this guy had to earn a promotion from double A to triple A.
Go ask people around baseball.
And his strikeout numbers are so significant.
What they think of the kid. Go ask people around baseball.
Well, then
what would you trade for a top 10 prospect?
Because they've both updated their lists in the last couple of weeks, their top 100s. Why was he not included then if everybody loves him?
Because he sucks. What, for a top 10 prospect, what would you give up?
To acquire a top 10 guy?
Yes,
like a Bubba Chandler type?
Yes.
That I would be more willing to do Keller, Hayes, IKF, and like
Keller,
Bednar.
Hayes, and IKF for a top 10 prospect in all of baseball.
You said that
are you
rather,
out of your mind?
You said that you would trade Roman Anthony straight up before he even debuted for Bubba,
Bubba
Chandler.
For Bubba Chandler, not for Mitch freaking Keller.
But again, two guys that have never debuted before. Should that matter? What they've already been able to prove
me.
In the major leagues?
If you think Mitch Keller and Keith Brian Hayes are getting you a top 10 prospect in all of baseball, you've lost your mind.
I never said that. But let's go
you
to the...
You just said it! I asked you, what would it
what
take to get... You didn't just... I said,
no.
What would it take to get a top 10 prospect? You didn't say Keller and Hayes?
And I said David Bednar.
Oh, okay, Bednar. Now you're definitely getting a top 10 prospect.
Let's go to the phone lines because they're blowing up. Here's Luke. He wants to talk about Keller.
Hello, Luke.
Hey, Joe. You know who else was tearing it up in AAA?
Yeah.
Jack Swinski and Henry Davis.
So never trade for a AAA guy who you think is going to be really good. You know who else tore it up in AAA? Chris Bryant, Andrew McCutchen, people like that.
Hey,
so don't give me that crap argument.
A proven player.
You can point out a bunch of players who tore it up in AAA and didn't make it, and a bunch who tore it up and did make it. So what I hear from you,
you're taking on a guessing game then because
yes,
Mitch
you
Kelly
are.
Is a proven player.
You're taking on a guessing game at every single trade you make.
Nope. I want a proven player for Mitch Keller. I'll take what Limit said. I want a top 100 guy or a top 50 guy for Keller. And then if you're going to throw in a gold glove.
Oh, wait, a top 100 or 50 guy? That's a lottery ticket. Jack Sawinski was once a top 100 guy.
A top 100 prospect in all of baseball. You're not getting that with Spencer Jones.
Yes, you are at this point.
And Brian Hayes and IKF, a gold glover and a solid infielder, and you're getting one guy who's a lottery ticket. We need more than that.
Okay, so what are you going to give up to get more than that?
I'd give up one of our pitching prospects.
Oh, Marco, now you're talking. Now we're talking on the same page. Bubba Chandler?
For a top 5 to 10 prospect in all baseball that's a bat, yes, we need bats. I would do that.
Okay, then we agree in the end. What a nice man, Limits. Who's next?
All right, let's go to Dave. He wants to talk about Keith Brian Hayes.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, I would trade Hayes for 4 torpedo bats and a dozen balls.
A dozen balls. Can we throw in a pizza too, Dave?
No. Well, no extra toppings, though.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dave.
Hold on, Limits. I'm looking something up here.
We'll go to the text line.
Let's hear it.
Part of it is saying that the Pirates don't develop their prospects good enough. And another player, texter is saying that we need to value David Bednar more. While another texter just said, listening to this show is like watching two dogs chasing their tails. I don't know what it means, but that's good. I like it.
Here's a story. I know you don't like Jim Bowden, Limits. But the Cleveland Guardians could move an all-star to the Yankees for one of their top prospects before the trade deadline. Where is this thing? Now it doesn't come up on here. So the Guardians would like to see him. And it says right here, Jones is a freakish outfield talent standing 6'7 with the ability to steal bases, play stellar defense in addition to prodigious power. Anyway, go to the next caller.
All right, let's go to Wayne. He wants to talk about trades. What's going on?
Hello, Wayne.
Yes, it's Wade, by the way.
Oh, sorry, Wade.
That's Limit's fault.
Austin Sherrington, nephew of Ben Sherrington. I need to know why he doesn't want to trade for talent. Because I think he should be the next GM because he'll just keep everything going the way it was before.
Wade, trade for talent? I want an actual fair deal and what I think is an actual solid return back for a good. Let's not act like Mitch Keller is a. Let's not act like he's a bad player. He's an all-star. Had a chance to be there again this year if his record wasn't so abysmal because they can't hit the friggin' baseball.
Okay, so you don't want to give up Ke'Bryan Hayes, who can't hit the
baseball? I would give up Ke'Bryan Hayes, but I don't want to just throw him into a trade. I don't want to just give him away for absolutely nothing where I feel like
way,
he could actually have some type of value because of how well his defense is. Let's not, you know, completely throw that in the trash and act like he's a completely poor player because his defense, somebody would actually buy that with a team that can put him ninth in your order.
Would somebody buy Jared Triolo then?
Jared Triolo couldn't hit a beach ball if you put it on a tee.
And Ke'Bryan Hayes could?
He's a better hitter than Triolo.
He is?
Yes, he is.
Oh,
go look at the numbers.
I will look at the numbers.
Jared Triolo is in the minors. They demoted him because he legitimately cannot hit anything.
Who has more? How many homers does Triolo
have?
You're not
going to demote Ke'Bryan Hayes because he makes $7 million.
Yeah, Limits.
Why are we acting like $7 million is like 20?
Because to the Pirates it is.
It is to the Pirates. But again, my point is it's not to other teams.
I'm sorry, sir. The floor is yours.
Go ahead, Wade. I'm sorry.
Now he's Wade? Silent.
He's speechless. He just hung up.
Don't get me wrong here. I would not trade Bubba Chandler for Spencer Jones. But right. Mitch Keller and Ke'Bryan Hayes, yes.
So you think that little of Mitch Keller then?
Well, again, Limits, it depends on who you ask about Spencer Jones here, and I'm tired of talking about him at this point.
Yeah.
But, no, could who do you think Mitch Keller's going to get you? And again, we haven't gone into the annual Keller summer swoon. It happens in August and September.
What's your problem, Limits? What's your problem, Limits?
Here is Palumbo. He would like to chime in. Maybe he was named after the Palumbo Center.
Hello, Palumbo.
Unfortunately not named after the Palumbo Center. But if I'm the Pirates, the only team I'm looking at is Baltimore. They have such a glut of positional talent. They have no starting pitching. And they have aspirations to win, not this year, but next. I think they would be all over Mitch Keller, Ke'Bryan Hayes. And I look at players like Colby Mayo, Colton Cowser even. But they have a ton of position players I think the Pirates should be interested in.
Thank you, sir. Limits, Emmanuel Clays from the Guardians. Who are you talking to? I need to talk to you.
I'm talking to a nice man that is calling in. We have a lot of people that are calling.
You're familiar with the Guardians closer, yes?
Yeah, Emmanuel Clase, who blew up in the playoffs last year after having an incredible regular season.
So this story right here says the Guardians may be able to pry top prospect Spencer Jones away from New York in a possible deal. So obviously somebody thinks this kid is good.
Yeah.
Like the notion that nobody out there thinks he's good, I think, I just don't think is
correct. No, I'm not trying to say he sucks. I just wonder why, you know, two of the biggest evaluators of prospects, like I don't know where Keith
Law
has
read, him. Why don't you call John Heyman? Because I'd like to get a very updated opinion from him on this kid.
We could get Jonathan Mayo on the show. I could text him.
Jonathan Mayo, Jonathan Heyman.
Well, I mean, we can get John Heyman, too. That'd be a good guess.
Get Mayo on here.
All right, I'll text him.
Because we're talking about a three-time All-Star from the Guardians under team control through 28. And again, this is Bowden saying that they should trade him to the Yankees. But he also mentions a bunch of other prospects, Limits. A young kid for the Phillies, Aiden Miller, the Rangers, Sebastian Walcott. So I think we're focused too much maybe on the kid from the Yankees. The point is the Pirates need a potential big-time middle-of-the-order bat who's knocking on the door if they can't get one who's already established, right?
No, I get what you're saying.
So give me another name. I don't care. They just need bats. In particular, they need one big bat.
And I would rather see somebody who has actually been in the major leagues and has played a season.
Like, yeah, that would be great. Like, yeah. I would, like, when...
like, Spencer Horwitz, he played a season. You knew what you were getting from Spencer Horwitz. An average player that hits for average that has no power.
He doesn't even hit for average. I mean, you kind of knew. You can't really tell from half a season in the majors what you're getting.
Right, but that's...
at least you have more of an idea. I agree with
that.
Right,
more of an idea, more of
like,
a sample size.
When Devers became available, right?
Oh, yeah, that'd be a great deal. I would trade Keller in that deal, yeah.
You ain't getting him for that. You have to give up a hell of a lot to get one of the top 10 hitters in all of baseball.
I was surprised by how little San Francisco gave up in that deal. Like, they gave up, you know, decent assets, but I thought it would be more for Devers, especially in the contract that he's on.
All right, let's take one more call. We got to try to get Mayo.
Here's Rowdy. He wants to
Rowdy
Tellez. Not Tellez.
All right. What do you got, Rowdy?
Thank you, Austin, for making me the one more call before the break.
You got it, Rowdy?
Wait, what's his name?
Rowdy.
All right.
Rowdy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say this every time I'm in the air, but Joe's the best. So we'll get that out of the way.
Thank you, Rowdy.
So I wanted to mention that I agree with Joe once again. We'd be lucky to get a team's number one prospect for Hayes. We'd be lucky to get a top 100.
No. That's not what we're suggesting here. He would be the throw-in in a deal that was headlined by Keller.
Oh, well, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
But I have more respect for Keller than that. I think we need to get I'm on Austin's side for this one. For Keller, I think we need to get a young player that is established for Keller, because I have a lot of respect for Keller. He's that good. Same with Bednar. But if we're trading Hayes by himself,
get anything for
him, because he's nothing but a money pit.
I think we all agree on that, well, except for Limits. Thank you for the call, Rob.
Jonathan Mayo has responded to my text.
What did he say?
So I texted him, Starkey and I have gotten into an epic argument over potential Pirates-Yankees trade. Joe would trade Keller, Hayes, and IKF for Spencer Jones. I would not do that. Would you? He said, not in a million years, straight up.
Tell him to follow it up. How about Keller straight up?
The typing bubble is still going.
Oh. Tell him straight up Keller for Spencer Jones. Or just what he thinks of Spencer Jones, I'd like to hear.
I'll ask him if he can come on the show.
That would be big.
That would be better.
Yeah, you'll ask him now that he's on your side. Were you going to ask him before?
No, I was going to ask him regardless. I've had Jonathan on my show before when I did Bucko Talk a couple weeks ago.
Why are you having a guy on your show and not on this show?
Because
this
you never suggested having him on the show.
What? Well, he's an obvious pick, Limits. This is the old Trey Clardy thing. An old producer used to do his shows on the weekends. He'd have, like, you know, Obama on and people like that. He would have he would have, like, you know, Terry Bradshaw and Joe Montana on his show. And then on his own shows that he was producing for people, he would never get anybody.
Congratulations on all his success.
Yeah,
being
but
able
not
to
ours. Guests. If you're going to go out and get Jonathan Mayo, how about getting him for our show?
Well, I'm going to do it right now.
All right. Jeff Hathorn's coming on, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That was fun, Joe.
I don't know
if you thought so,
yeah.
But I thought it was a fun, spirited debate.
It was a spirited debate. And again, we're in the toy store here. What am I supposed to say? Oh, we did the McCartney tickets. Mostly sunny today. No, I'm not there yet.
No, you're not there yet. No.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Ask him what they could get straight up for Mitch Keller in terms of a young, good bat. Maybe one who's already established.
Yeah.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, and that's how you can communicate with Limits. And if you choose to do so, rip him or me. Jeff Hathorn going to join us for the rest of the show. This thing is heated up, has it not, Limits? What are the texters saying now?
It has. Well, the texters continue to just pile on the both of us. Some people are just texting in and are saying this.
What's your problem, Limits?
Just to be funny.
What's your problem, Limits?
And point to Harry in Westview. Some people are saying that. Other people are saying that, Joe, you are undervaluing the assets that the Pirates have, which is kind of one thing that I've been saying a little bit.
Undervaluing the assets that the Pirates
have? Texter says Limits is the only person expecting that we get a good deal. Starkey wants to give it away for unproven minor league prospects with potential.
Yeah, like I said, it wouldn't be the typical like low A guy. I mean, this is a dude that's knocking on the door. But again, his type. And then ask Mayo, who in AAA would you make that deal for?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Jeff, you've walked into a hornet's nest.
Those new headphones, Joe.
They're Harry Callis's headphones, and I might add they don't work. That's the only thing wrong with them. Other than that, they're great.
Celebrity worn.
Joe, great news. Yes. Jonathan Mayo will join us at 110.
Oh, boy. 110 for Jonathan Mayo, Jeff. Let's talk trade with the Pirates. That's where the hornet's nest came in.
He's amazing, by the way. When you see those drafts, and there are guys that no one knows. He's like, oh, yeah, this. I mean, the amount of names he must have rolodexing through his mind.
Incredible. Now, Limits was hoarding him for his personal shows on the weekends and not offering them for our show until I just called him out on that. How are you, Jeff?
I'm good.
Have you asked Limits how he is or vice versa?
I have not had the opportunity yet. Hello, Limits.
Hello, Jeff. Great to see you as always.
Good to see you as well.
Limits. Oh, there it is. Now, my water bottle's outside the studio.
Oh, I thought you ordered us a pizza.
No. Are you hungry?
Somewhat, but we only have an hour or so left in the show.
I'm golfing at 3. Would you like to join me?
I have to do a podcast.
Call in sick.
At 6.
Jeff, want to join me for golf?
I cannot.
Call in sick.
My niece and nephew coming into town.
Oh, well, that's a good reason. Limits is a horrible reason. So we're talking about how do you get bats into the organization via trade? How do you get a big-time AAA bat, a guy who's knocking on the door, who's blocked with the Yankees? Now, we've been focused obsessively on Spencer Jones, and that's probably my fault, but he's just an archetype is what he is. Somebody who's blocked in an organization,
right,
who could provide you a middle-of-the-order bat, and you need to pry him loose. You know, I'd rather have someone who's already established in the major leagues and is already really good, but those guys are sort of hard to come by, last I checked.
So Cam Devaney is not doing it for you? He was blocked by Bobby Witt.
He's
been
savior.
Blocked by Bobby Witt forever, and he's been hitting home runs.
I know.
That's a great point, Jeff. I think our answers have all been found.
Actually, of all the trades for guys that are on expiring contracts, this one is at least a little bit intriguing because the guy has some power.
Yeah.
And you know, when IKF is traded, they're just going to roll him out at shortstop and let him go and
right.
see what he might be able to do.
Limits
in the
majors. Thinks IKF is going to fetch them Roman Anthony, the number one prospect in all of baseball.
No, they nice. Could have got him Rafael Devers.
I don't know. And then I have to listen to people tell me I'm undervaluing the Pirates' assets. What assets?
Oh, don't worry. The text line comes at me significantly a lot, too.
They do have some valuable pieces, actually, to trade.
Keller.
Bednar, Keller. I wouldn't include Hayes there. We've argued about that. I think the prize in trading Hayes is trading Hayes. If somebody takes him, oh, my God, thank you. And you can start over at third base.
Not that with this payroll they should be worried about a contract like his, but it does potentially free up for a guy. Listen, his defense is best in the game, or
yeah.
at least among the best in the game. His offense is among the worst in the game.
Yeah.
And they need offense. They don't need defense right now.
Jeff, their starting first baseman and third baseman have combined for four homers. And I often say this, and I'm not joking. If you gave Skeens a month to ramp up and gave him, how many at-bats have Horwitz and Hayes combined for? 400, 500
yeah,
at-bats?
There.
And you gave him that many at-bats, he'd hit you twice as many home runs. Four home runs from first and third base? What are we doing here?
Yeah, it's one thing, I guess, if you have a shortstop or second baseman that hammer home runs, but you don't have that either.
No, you have Gonzalez with four, I think, and IKF with one. With one, I said. So the whole infield has nine. Is that even real?
That has to be some major league record, Jeff, right? Like at the very end of the year.
Yeah,
outside of like 1910 or something when the fences were 500 feet back.
If you include Bart, that only adds one more.
Bart is 11. And then Henry's one.
What does he have? Three? Four?
Okay, let's take Bart at 11. Brian Reynolds gives you 21. Cruz gives you 37. Who's been their primary other outfielder?
Fam.
The Canary.
Him
oh,
and Canario.
God, and the Canary in the coal mine. Give me four more with Tommy Pham or whatever he has.
I will say this.
You don't have 40 infielders.
At least Pham has gotten hot to where maybe there's some value of him being in a package, whereas in the first 2 months of the season, he wasn't valuable to anybody, most notably the Pirates.
It's horrifying. Would you trade Reynolds?
No.
Did you know that Reynolds has the worst WAR on the team?
It's crazy. I mean, he's been one of the main reasons their offense stinks.
I'd say the main reason. He's the guy who's making $100 million. And he is horrifyingly bad.
Yeah, he's been really bad. But I'm not going to trade a guy like that low.
That's a good point. I do agree with that. There's no reason to unless again, somebody's offering something really, really
I'm gonna
good.
I'm going to bank on a good second half, and that next year he's going to be what we're used to with Brian Reynolds, hopefully with better guys around him in the lineup.
Well, the question is, how do you get one or two of those guys? How do you even get one? How do you get a prized prospect at AAA?
You have to utilize the assets that you have because you're not going to sign
one. Would you trade Bubba Chandler for a like asset who's a hitter?
Yes.
So would I. Would you, Limits? He's very reluctant, Jeff.
I think Chandler's going to be really, really good. So whatever hitter you're getting back, I think has to be an established guy that still has significant years of control, like 4 years of control. I mean, Chandler's got to figure out with the walks, but I mean, Jeff, he's going to be.
Would you trade Chandler for Roman Anthony?
I would do that, yeah.
Well, that's what we're talking about, right?
I know, but I think, you know, Anthony obviously being him and Chandler, I'm okay with it just because they're both so highly regarded and both considered to be future all-stars. So that is a risk that I'm willing to take. But I would prefer to have somebody that's more established, even if it's just a year, Jeff, or even like a year and a half of what we've seen from them in the big leagues. You know, like when Brian Reynolds played sparingly for the Giants before he was ultimately traded for Andrew McCutchen, something like that.
Well, the problem here, Limits, is that teams aren't going to give up on guys that are showing potential that they have 4 years of control on. That's what makes it hard. Like, you got to find that. It's like threading a needle. Find that perfect situation of a guy blocked that's shown it at the major league level on a team that really needs a starter more than they need that person.
See, I guess in the end, I'm just not interested in a Tommy Pham trade or in this Adam Frey. I can see them making 8 trades because they've made a million, like the one they did the other day. Tommy Pham will go to somebody. Then they'll get Bednar for a double A kid with a lot of potential. And then they'll trade Santana for similar. And then whoever else. Jeff, this guy needs to take a big swing. No pun intended, is Ben Cherington to get a hitter. I guess pun intended.
And you got to think in the back of his mind, he knows that. He knows where he stands in the organization, that his manager was fired, and that even if it's just people on the outside, there's going to be some weird feelings on the inside about what his situation is in the organization. He knows he needs to make a big deal, but what he can't do, and what he didn't do in the draft to his credit, is reach. He did pick the best player available.
See, I wouldn't even mind a reach like that, like the Spencer Jones kid or a player. Take your swing, not because you might be fired, but because you've been so incompetent at drafting and developing talent that there is such a desperate need in this organization right now, right this second, because you have Skeens and a really good pitching staff. Something drastic has to be done because there's no cavalry coming in. Like,
right.
You have to be willing to do something drastic, and if that's Bubba Chandler, then you got to do it. I think it's going to be Keller. I just don't know. Does Keller bring you back that guy on his own? Maybe Mayo will tell us yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I mean, I think Keller, because he's been in the league, he's shown it over a period of time. He's having a really good year. He's basically a pretty low cost guy that would be a 3 or 4 on a really good rotation that's going to give you innings. Yeah, I think Keller does have value. And I do too. Wood, he has
value for sure.
And he's been healthy. And I think one thing about this trade deadline, especially if you're acting like now over the next couple of days, there are a ton of teams in it. So,
but what kind of value? What can Keller fetch you? A top 10 hitting prospect in AAA on his own? I'm going to ask Mayo that too.
I would think if the right team, if you get two teams that believe that and you could talk one of them up, yes, I do think that. I do believe that. Because a team could be desperate enough to think that Mitch Keller could stabilize a rotation and give them a playoff run.
Man, I keep looking at the trade that the Nationals made for Juan Soto. Oh my God. Like if you told me right now, if I traded Skeens and I was going to get James Wood, Abrams, the all-star shortstop,
right,
and a pitcher that leads the majors in strikeout rate, I think James Wood is right now a star on his way to becoming a superstar. I would have to consider that trade. I can't believe what they got. Like where to get James Wood. Like, that's the kind of guy you want, right?
Yeah. The more I think about that trade, too, the more I'd be willing to do it. We brought it up with Skeens. Like, would that be an acceptable trade, or would you want more? And the Nationals even got more. Like, Susana is one of their top prospects, their number two prospect. He's another guy they threw into that trade. But, I mean, keeping Skeens out of it, you would need such a big-time hitter in whatever trade that you manufacture, whether it be Keller, and let's say it is Keller, Bednar, Santana, and you absolutely swing for the fences. The other thing that pops up for me, guys, we have not mentioned yet, do you trust this general manager to be able to do that and not miss?
No, of course I don't. Of course I don't.
So is it better to hold on until next year when there's somebody new potentially in the building to be able to do it?
To me, it's like the Steelers drafting a quarterback. Pony talks about this, is that people will call in and very legitimately say, do you think that this regime can develop a quarterback? I have my questions, that's for sure, but that doesn't mean you just don't do it.
Right.
And it's the same thing with a trade here. Do I trust Ben Cherington to make a trade? Probably not. But that doesn't mean I can sit on my hands forever. I guess you just have to hope he'll make a good one. You know, he hasn't done everything bad. Everybody talked about Skeens versus Dylan Cruz a few years back. And actually, the consensus was that the Pirates were going to pick Dylan Cruz.
Yeah.
He made the right call there.
He did. But I do wonder if, like, let's say it is such a huge trade, like it is Keller, or even Chandler's being considered. And Noah Hyles told us there's like a 0% chance that Chandler would go. Will the owner greenlight that? Like, does the owner in the back of his mind think?
See, Jeff, I don't think that Keller is a trade that's going to shake up the baseball world. You know, he's a guy who slumps every August and September. He's a good pitcher. You know, I don't think that people are going to be, you know, they're going to be breaking into ESPN to say that the Pirates just traded Mitch Keller. But he will bring back some value.
Yeah, Mitch Keller, yes, exactly what you said. He could potentially bring you back a top 10 AAA bat.
How about a viable major league hitter? Could he bring you that back? I think so.
That's currently in the majors?
Yeah. He could bring back why couldn't he bring back the hitting version of Mitch Keller? A good hitter, an above average hitter in his 20s.
Would you be okay with that, or would you want them to package that into something bigger?
Bigger. But his value in and of itself should be Mitch Keller the hitter, which to me is an upper 20s, viable, good major league hitter.
So you package him with, well, maybe Cabrian, but maybe a Tommy. Maybe Tommy Pham gives you a little bit more for a team that's looking for a utility outfielder that has experience, that's been in big games before, who's actually swinging a hot bat right now.
Well, if I want to package him, I'm packaging him with somebody like Bednar or even bigger, and I'm going for the gusto here. That's what I want to see Cherington do.
That's what I want to see him do as well. And listen, I think Zangrilli said this too. I think the best deals are made in the offseason because you include every team.
Yeah.
But there are so many that I think there's going to be a desperate enough team that you can find something that can help you.
See, people say that, and I'm sure they have logic and proof to that. But in the offseason, the problem is that everybody's had a time to think and cool off. Right now, like you mentioned or he mentioned, I can't remember, everybody's in the playoff race. You have to be as bad as the Pirates not to be. Everybody thinks they have a chance, and you're in the middle of a heated season where jobs are on the line and everything else, and people get desperate. They don't think clearly. At the hot stove meetings, you know, everybody's relaxed. Everybody's in the middle of their off season. Everybody's secure somewhat in their job because they didn't get fired at the end of the previous season. Right now, you strike while everything is hot. You might get a great deal. That's how I feel about the deadline.
I mean, you also might find it at in the hot stove meetings that guys that they thought they were going to re-sign as free agents, now they can't. So teams that maybe didn't need a that type of player now need one.
Yeah,
so
true.
So you do find that. Can Charrington find that? That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And would he have the patience enough to not make that trade just to make, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
You just roll the dice on somebody crazy.
Look at that shot, Jeff. We're watching the open here. That the grass that he just shot that out of was taller than Limits. Look at that. Do you like the open? You like it better than other tournaments or worse?
I like its uniqueness. Like that you're playing out of crazy, what looks like my yard after 2 weeks when you don't mow it.
Right. And worse.
And I like the fact that those guys, although it would frustrate the hell out of me, how they deal with the mental part of hitting a perfect shot down the middle of the fairway and it rolling into a bunker that they couldn't see.
Right. I love that.
Or a bunker that they can't go forward from, that they have to go sideways or backwards.
Yes.
You know, who can handle the mental part of that, of the best of the best? Kind of like the Oakmont test, right?
Absolutely. That's what I loved about the Oakmont test is those guys looked like me on certain shots. It was relatable. And They're all spoiled. All of them are spoiled. So some of them got real upset that the course was so hard on them. And I like that.
I love it. I mean, they have the best equipment ever. The best golf ball ever.
Yeah.
Go test it. Let's see what your mental is.
Right. There used to be it on these courses where if they have a crap drive, oh, that's no problem because the rough is nothing and I'll be on two anyway.
I could hit the ball anywhere on the green. It's going to stick. And if I'm above the hole, it's not going to matter. Well, at Oakmont, you're above the hole. It's going to matter.
I love that. But back to the Pirates. We have Jonathan Mayo at 110. Are the callers lighting up Limits, or what's happened there?
We could take two calls before we
take
a brief intermission. Yeah. Let's go to Chris. He would like to talk about the deadline.
Hello, Chris. You're on with Jeff Hathorne.
Hi. Hey, thanks for taking my call today. You know, I've been listening to the talk about, you know, trading Mitch Keller and you know, what you can get. And it reminded me of back in the early 90s when the Pirates needed one more arm. We needed a good left-handed pitcher. And we traded Moses Alou, mm-hmm. for Zane Smith. Zane Smith pushed us over the top. He got us there. He had a nice career for us. I mean, another 2 or 3 years, maybe 4 years maximum. You know, but you looked at a guy like Alou who went on to have a phenomenal career. So, you know, you get to the trade deadline. You know, if you have someone who's close, it's amazing what they're willing to give up to get a guy like Keller who could potentially – get you where you need to go if you're short that extra, you know, that number two or number three.
Yeah, man. And then you throw in Bednar, right, Jeff? And suddenly you've given somebody who in a seven-game series has two unbelievably valuable pieces.
It's interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.